Praise the Lord. Message number 164. The title of the message is Suffering, Part 4. And we will start to speak in this message about one kind of suffering through fasting. One of the things that Christians are called to do is to suffer for Christ and to live according to His will. And one of the things that the scripture teaches us is about fasting, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not to believe in Him only, but to suffer for Him. One kind of suffering is where our stomach called to keep fasting so that we pray and we intercede for the things that God had called us as a church to pray and to intercede in fasting. It needs commitment. It needs willingness to suffer for Christ. There is no force in fasting. The Holy Spirit trials that the Lord allow will mold us, will mold His church to be willing to suffer in such kind of suffering where our stomach are kept empty from food and drink in order to intercede and to pray. One of the models of a prayer and fasting is the book of Daniel. We will study. We'll go through the fasting that Daniel had passed through. Daniel was taken captive from the city of Jerusalem by the Babylonian army, and he was brought to Babylon when he was young in age, and he stayed there. He passed through the his life had passed through kings of Babylonian and the king of Persian, and he died in the exile. He did not go back to the promised land, but he lived a life that attracted others to God, and he prayed and fasted for the restoration of the people of God back to the promised land, back to the city of Jerusalem, back to the temple of God. He was trained because he was willing to commit his life to God when he was abroad to Babylonia. In the front of him was the temptation to take good food, the food that was served at the table of the king, but he decided not to eat of it because that will affect his relationship with God. We can read that in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. When there was certain food and wine was allocated to them from the king's table, Daniel, as we are going to read now, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. So he resolved to take water and vegetable so that by no means or way he'll be corrupted by the delicious food of the king. Jesus said, man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We need to stand on God's word, and when it is needed, that we will deprive ourselves from food or certain taste or certain pleasure or certain privilege, we should be willing to do that. We fast, not feast. We fast in order to obey God, trusting that His word will accomplish to us what He promised. We speak now about the fasting of Daniel. Let's move to the book of Daniel chapter 9. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 19. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 7 years. So I turned to the Lord God, and I pleaded with him in a prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant of love with all who love Him and obey His commands. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from Your commands and laws. We have not listened to Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Lord, You are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame, the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far in all the countries where You have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to You. O Lord, we and our kings, our princes, and our fathers are covered with shame because we have sinned against You. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving. Even though we have rebelled against Him, we have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws He gave us through His servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed Your law and turned away, refusing to obey You. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against You. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing upon us great disaster under the whole heaven. Nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to Your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything He does, yet we have not obeyed Him. Now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day. We have sinned. We have done wrong, O Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts. Turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our fathers have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, O Lord, look with favor in your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint my lips and put words and statements and verses to encourage your people to be willing to suffer for you, to be willing to repent, to discern the truth, that they can see the sin that destroy the world, the sin that destroy the church, the sin that destroy each and everyone life. And I pray you raise up people who are discerning, willing to pray and to intercede for the sake of the land, for the sake of the nations, for the sake of the backsliders, for the sake of the churches and the leaders who are sinning against you, O God. I pray, use this time for your glory, and the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in each and everyone life who listen, and above all, in the life of your church, O God, so that your purpose in our life shall be fulfilled. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you are, and you are hearing a lot of news all over the world, in every place, in every nation, every city, there's uproar, wars, fighting, killing, turmoils all around, earthquakes, typhoons, volcanoes, fires, tsunamis, floods, epidemics, famines, Africa, Asia, Europe, all over the world. You hear bad news. People dying, people slaughtered, children killed, died from hunger. And what is the reason behind all these happening? Do you discern? It is sin. The result of sin. At the time of Daniel, he saw the people of God suffering into exile, taken away from their land. Many of them killed. The rest who left alive, they are brought into a foreign land, forced to live in a place they don't know, they don't like. They were slaves. And what was the reason? Is because people, they have sinned against God. The main reason of all the calamities that all over the world now is witnessing, and will become worse, is because and the effect of people's sin. The nation who does not know God sin, the heathen sin. Not only the heathen sin, but even the believer sin. not only the believer sin, but the church sin. The leaders of the churches sin. And that is the effect of the sin of all those people. It is the result of my sin. The people of who are under my care also sin. And all these sins are judged by the Lord. That's why God calling us today. Call each and every one of us today to repent. Judgment will start in the house of God. When the heathen sinned, God sent his wrath and poured out his wrath. But when the church sinned, his wrath will be more on his people who know the word of God, but they sinned. The people of God, when God sent the army of Babylonian, the army of Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the temple and destroy the city and the wall of the city, because the priest, his people, the leaders, the kings, and that's what Daniel, he was confessing, that all had happened because of our sin, because of our unfaithfulness to you. You see, our kings were sinning against you. The leaders, they know the word of God, but they were practicing idol. They are keeping images in the temple of God. All the churches leaders, whatever denomination, including the Catholic Orthodox, they know the word of God. They know the truth. Because they are reading. They are exposed to different kind of articles and teaching, and they know the truth very well. But you ask them why they are not applying, why they are not teaching, why they are not disciplining the people? Because they want the people favor. But God's anger is built up. And he is sending his wrath. And all what we are seeing, chaos, death, murder, blood, famine, plagues, disasters, are the outcome of God's wrath due to people's sin and unfaithfulness toward God. Daniel was burdened with the people's sin. He was burdened that the people of God should be restored back to where God had ordained for them to enjoy. And that is our burden this very day. People salvation, people restoration, people to be freed from suffering. That will not come unless they will repent. Daniel understood that. He understood that the reason of people suffering is sin. And he started to plead and intercede. What he said in verse 2, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. He was seeing what God was seeing through the scripture, through the word of God. He understood the sin of the people from the word of God. And he started to pray and intercede. He came to know about the love of God. He knew the mercies of God. But he knew that God is a righteous God. He will not allow the people to sin without bearing the consequences of their sin. When the nation are sinning, when the church is sinning, when the leaders are sinning, when the people are sinning, God will forgive when we pray. But God will forgive when they pray. God will forgive when they repent. But the consequences of their sin and the penalties as a consequence of the wrongdoing that they have done, they have to bear it. And that's what we have read here, that he understood from the word of God in Jeremiah that the desolation, that the exile of the people to be kept in Babylonia will last 70 years. 70 years is the punishment period. It's the period that the people of God should stay under punishment to pay what they have done wrong. How they calculated the 70 years? How God calculated on them the 70 years? Because according to the law of Moses, they have a law that every every 6 years, they will work on the land 6 years. On the seventh year, they will give the land rest. So every 7 years, 1 year is off. The people of God, they use the land that God gave them 490 years. They cheated God. They did not give the Sabbath rest to the land for 490 years. It means they cheated God 70 years. This 70 years, God took them from the land and brought them into exile. The land get rest 70 years. They got punishment, kept under slavery for 70 years. They need to finish it before they can go back to the promised land, before God can restore them. When in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord say in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you come and pray and seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." And in verse 13, "Then I will restore you and bring you back from captivity." Now, God will restore, but after they pay the consequences of their sin. Jeremiah understood that. He agreed with God. Which time he started to pray and fast and appeal with the Lord? When the 70 years finished, when they had paid off what God owed them. When we pray and intercede as a church, when we fast, we must fast according to the word of God, according to the will of God. Lord, they have done wrong. Don't say, "Lord, forgive." You must mention what the wrong thing they have done. Mention your sin. I mention my sin before God. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away. We have not listened to your servant, the prophet. All these are sin. Daniel prayed and explained everything to God, because God was angry. God want also sometimes, he needs us to comfort him. He wants us to know what our sin, what we have done wrong, what the people have done wrong, what the church have done wrong. So his anger will be subsiding. If you go to somebody to plead with him on behalf of someone, if you will tell him that this man did not do anything wrong, the more he will get angry. But when you will tell this man, "I have done wrong, and he did not respond to you, how much you tried to help," and when you stand with him against the one who have done wrong, you are gaining his heart, and that's the way we gain the heart of God. When we stand with him in his word, when we tell him, "You are merciful, but we know you are a righteous God. You will not let the wicked go unpunished. And Lord, please, we have suffered. Those people have suffered. They have done wrong. But please, Lord, restore." Daniel, he stood with the Lord. Although I did not go back to the promised land, but his prayer, God used and reached the heart of God and touched the heart of God. That's why God raised up people like Nehemiah, like Ezra, like Zechariah, like Haggai, like Zerubbabel. All of them, they work with God to fulfill the purpose of God, to restore his people back where he had ordained for them. The temple of the Lord rebuilt, Jerusalem rebuilt, and the wall rebuilt. Daniel was praying and fasting for the people of God to be restored. We should have the burden to pray and fast for the nation. Wherever you are, Middle East, Asia, Africa, Europe, America, you pray and fast for restoration of the people. Non-believer to be saved, the people of God to repent and go back to the plan of God that He ordained them, that He ordained for them to do, and get restored fully. We pray and fast on behalf of the lands, on behalf of the nations, to be restored back to God. Daniel, as he was praying and fasting, God sent him vision. And the vision speak about the coming of Christ, the suffering of Christ, and the second coming of Christ. God explained to him the future. Our subject today is about fasting. And we will move to Daniel chapter 10. I will not continue Daniel chapter 9, but I will go to Daniel chapter 10 that we can understand more about the powerful effect of our willingness to pray and fast and suffer, fasting for the sake of the lost, for the sake of the restoration of the people of God. Daniel chapter 9, we had handled. The rest of chapter 9 we will not tackle, but we will read now Daniel chapter 10, and we will see when we pray and fast, we are in a spiritual warfare against the devil, who oppose or do his best to oppose the work of God, to oppose our prayer and to oppose the plan of restoration. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. His message was true, and it concerned a great war, spiritual warfare. And when we pray and fast, we are in a warfare against the devil. What you see, what you hear, chaos around you, in the spiritual realm, there are demons and work of darkness and armies of hell and Hades coming against us as a church. We must understand we are in spiritual warfare. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. When we pray and fast, the Lord will answer us, and He will explain to us things in vision and in dreams. At that time, Daniel mourned for 3 weeks. 3 weeks he is mourning. He is crying. I had no choice food. Sometimes fasting is, we know that fasting we should not eat and drink. Sometimes fasting is not eating a choice food. No meat or wine. No meat or delicious food or juices touch my lips, and I use no lotion at all until the 3 weeks were over. Even he was not taking bath. He was mourning, he was crying. Willingness to suffer. Verse 4, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like a chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, His arms and legs like the gleam of the burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. That's the vision that Daniel saw. The vision is to see something while you are awake. Thinking the spirit as if reality in front of you. That's vision. A dream when you are sleeping. God will send you a dream and he will speak to you and he will show you things. Verse 7, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. Why they were not able to see? Because they were not in fasting. They were terrified. They were not able to understand or grasp anything. So prayer and fasting and mourning and agreeing with God and his word and his plan and his will make us see vision, will make us understand things, will make us get integrated with the plan of God and the strategy of God. We will see the future and what is going on in details from his word and his revelation. Verse 8, so I was left alone gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale and I was helpless. He was faced with the realities, the spiritual warfare that is going on while he was in a prayer and fasting. After 3 weeks, the vision came. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. When we pray and fast, we start to listen. We can see, we can hear the word of God, and we can see the plan of God. Verse 10, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees, kneeling down on hands and knees and praying. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, this is here the encouragement. In verse 11, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up, trembling. There's an encouraging message to him. Then you are highly esteemed. You know, when we are praying and fasting at the beginning, we are just a drop in the sea. We cannot do anything about what is going on around us. We cannot change. We have no power. We have no strength. We are helpless. We are perplexed. But as we pray and fast, the Lord reveals his vision to us. He speaks to us. We can see him. And that gives encouragement to us, enable us to stand up with the Lord, seeing him doing his will and his work that need to be done through our prayer and fasting. Then he continued, do not be afraid. Fear will be taken away. Encouragement had come. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard and I have come in response to them. What he told them? He told them that the first day that you start to pray and fast, there was a response. God listened and answered your prayer, and I came to you. So here we understand that from the first day or minute that we set our heart to seek God and to gain understanding and to humble ourselves, God will answer. What was the purpose of Daniel's prayer and fasting? You see, he set his mind to gain understanding and to humble himself. This is the purpose of prayer and fasting, to gain more understanding of a certain situation that we are puzzled and we don't know what to do. We receive understanding while we are praying and fasting. And also, we go on to process that we are humbling ourselves. The Lord humbling us. And when he sent this vision, Daniel was trembling. He came to know his real size before the size of the great and almighty God. I'm seeing that his flesh was crushed. And that's the effect of prayer and fasting. In verse 13, but the prince of Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Let's hear the spiritual warfare. When we pray and fast, there's answer, but the devil will try to oppose. The power of darkness try to oppose. That's why we need to continue our fasting. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. They are part of darkness. They are authorities, principalities that will block the work of God. And we need to pray and intercede for that until the power is broken. Sometime 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, continuously we need to pray and fast that the power of darkness will be broken. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. So when we pray and fast, we receive vision, we gain understanding, humility, and also answer prayer, explanation of why there is a blockage and where are the blockages and how the devil is working, plus explanation about what happened in the future and what God is doing on behalf of His church and His people, and also on our behalf, to assure us that we are highly esteemed, our prayer are answered, and we are receiving the favor and the answer of our prayer. While you are saying this in verse 15, to me, I bow with my face toward the ground and was speechless. He was grateful that God is sending his answer to him. Then one, verse 16, then one who looked like a man touched my lips and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I am helpless. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Dan expressed that he's helpless, he's weak, he's overcome with anxieties, and that's what all the events around us make us. Even some certain time you wake up early in the morning and you have no strength because we are overcome with what is going on. In fasting we receive encouragement. Although Daniel was saying this, he was able to open his mouth. He was expressing what is inside him, but he was encouraged that the Lord sent an answer to him. He told him, I am discouraged. He was expounding to the angel, responding to the Lord, what he is passing through. And the Lord answered him. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Hallelujah. We receive strength as we fast. Some people say, I'm working, you know, I'm so tired. And after reaching 12 o'clock, I want to eat. At this time, that you need to receive the strength, not the meal, not the food, but the spiritual strength, the Holy Spirit. Lord, you pray when you are weak and you are fasting. I am overcome with anguish and I am helpless. My strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Lord, strength in me. In verse 18 again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Yes, Lord, give us strength as we are fasting and praying for the nation to repent. As we are praying and fasting for your people to be restored give us strength. Verse 19, do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed. He said, peace, be strong. No, be strong. Amen. Another encouragement, do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed. Encouragement and favoring him. He said, peace, be strong. We need to have peace. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need that peace. Even as I am preaching the message, I am seeing that peace penetrating all the body parts, my soul, my spirit, my heart and my mind. And I am really comforted as I am delivering the message to you. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. That is the strength that the church is needed. Not the food that gives us strength, but the assurance from the Lord when he speaks to assure us that our prayer in his will, that he's sending us a response, that the devil is trying to oppose, try to stop. Even Paul said to the church in Thessalonians, even I, Paul, again and again, I want to come, but the Satan stopped me. In fasting, we receive assurance from the Lord that he listened to us, that our prayers are answered. We receive strength, we receive explanation, we receive encouragement, we receive peace. In verse 20, so he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. What he told to Daniel. Now you know what for I came to you to reassure you. And what a beautiful year. Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. What he's telling him. The devil that tried to oppose your prayer, I will go back and fight. But he's telling him that the Lord is fighting and will continue to fight for your behalf. And that is the fruit of our prayer and fasting. Today, God, the Lord is assuring you that he will fight for you. And I pray and fast today because I want God to fight the battle for me. To restore his people, to restore my people. God called us, each and every one of us, to pray, intercede on behalf of our own people who does not know God. And what he's saying to Daniel also here, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. Here, somebody will go, will move away, they will use other forces against us, but we need to continue in our mission and ministry and service and fasting unto the Lord to fight the battle for us. When we fast, we receive the word of God. God will lead us to scriptures and give us vision and lead us to certain things to do. We might be praying and fasting for a certain nation. It might be that the Lord will lead others to do the work, or he may also lead us. The essence of the message is willingness to suffer for Christ by willingness to pray and fast for the people who are in the heart of God. The heathen, the nations, the Irish people, or his church, or his people, or his leaders, or his priests, or his workers who have gone away from him. God wants us to pray and fast for them. You may say, what is the comparable to the message from the book of Daniel? we can read almost the same in the book of Romans, when Paul say in Romans chapter 9 verse 1 to 3, what he say, I speak the truth in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience confirm it in the Holy Spirit. I have a great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, like the anguish of Daniel, like the anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race. He was praying and fasting for the people of Israel. What did he say? Not that I will be continued to fast. He said, I am willing to be cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers. Willingness to suffer for Christ. That's what he say. Daniel, I am overcome with anguish, despair, with pain. I have no strength. I am helpless. We need to persevere as a church. We are at the end times. The Lord is coming. The harvest are plenty. The backsliders are many. The sin of the church are more. And God is sending his wrath. God is judging the church and the heathen. And we need to pray. We need to intercede. Oh Lord, listen. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hear and act. For your sake, oh my God, do not delay. You cry out to God now. Let's pray and let's cry out to God for whatever nation, whatever in circumstance or people or nation or group that God call us right now to intercede. Lord, listen. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hear and act for your sake. Oh my God, do not delay. Yes, Lord, do not delay to save the Muslim, the Arab, the Middle East, the heathen in Asia, the people in Africa, in Australia, in Europe, in America. Lord, have mercy on those who have sinned against you, Lord. Lord, those who had paid off the consequence of their sin. Lord, restore them back. Oh God, show a plan of restoration, oh Lord. Hear our prayer, oh God. Hear the prayer of your servant and your servant everywhere. Oh God, I pray that this prayer will be perpetuated with the Holy Spirit to the end of the earth. Oh God, to continue as intercessor for the lost, for the backslider. Use it, Lord, mightily, and set your plan. I thank you, Lord, for your plan that you had been sent for restoration. The unfolding plan of salvation for the multitude of the lost souls everywhere. Oh God, I do pray in the name of Jesus. Use this message for your glory. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.